Ramblings of a Madman. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's absolutely insane. Let's get it started.
In Red Dawn, the invading forces represent a faceless enemy, a monolithic threat perceived as a danger to the American way of life. Similarly, in the Israel-Palestine conflict, Palestinians are often portrayed as a homogeneous group of hostile intentions toward Israel. This oversimplification ignores the diversity of perspectives and experiences within both populations, perpetuating a cycle of fear and mistrust. One striking parallel between Red Dawn and the Israel-Palestine conflict is the theme of occupation and resistance. In the film, the Soviet and the Cuban invaders occupy American territory, imposing their will on the local population and sparking a grassroots resistance movement led by a group of teenagers known as the Wolverines. This mirrors the Israeli occupation of Palestine territories in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, where Palestinians have long fought against what they see as an oppressive presence of Israeli military forces. The tactics employed by the Wolverines in Red Dawn, including ambushes, sabotage, and guerrilla warfare, bear a striking resemblance to those used by Palestinian militants against Israeli forces. Both groups rely on asymmetrical warfare to level the playing field against a technologically superior adversary, using their knowledge of the local terrain to their advantage. Yet, while the Wolverines are celebrated as heroes for their resistance against foreign invaders, Palestinians often face harsh condemnation for their own acts of defiance. This double standard reflects the asymmetry of power dynamics in the Israel-Palestine conflict, where Israel military actions are often perceived as justified self-defense, while Palestinian resistance is branded as terrorism. The portrayal of civilians caught in the crossfire in another area of similarity between the two narratives. In Red Dawn, we can see the impact of war on ordinary Americans who are forced to adapt to life under occupation and endure the hardships of conflict. Similarly, in the Israel-Palestine conflict, civilians on both sides bear the brunt of the violence, facing displacement, injury, and death as a result of ongoing hostilities. One particularly poignant moment and the Red Dawn occurs when the Wolverines come across a group of refugees fleeing the fighting, highlighting the human cost of war and the displacement of innocent civilians. This mirrors the experiences of Palestinians who have been displaced from their homes as a result of Israeli military operations and settlement expansion in the West Bank. In both narratives, the protagonists were forced to confront difficult moral choices as they navigate the complexities of war. The Wolverines must grapple with the ethical implications of their actions, including the killing of enemy soldiers and the use of violence against civilians. Similarly, Israelis and Palestinians alike face moral dilemmas as they navigate the challenge of conflict, often with devastating consequences for themselves and their communities. Ultimately, the parallels between Red Dawn and the Israel-Palestine conflict serve as a reminder of the human cost of war and the complexities of navigating moral ambiguity in times of crisis. By exploring these themes through the lens of popular culture, we gain insights into the challenges of achieving peace and understanding in a world torn apart by conflict.
Ramblings of a Madman, another successful episode. Done and done and done.